Meanwhile, we have a society that is basically being throttled by an old archaic notion called globalism. And I was thinking about that, that it feels as if the best way to describe how it feels the whole world over right now, it feels like a giant global case of claustrophobia, a feeling of being confined in a space from which you cannot escape. That's what this asinine, Luddite, anti-science approach to coronavirus amounts to. It's a feeling, if when they get in, when it sinks in, that negative feeling, it feels like claustrophobia. It feels like the whole world is going through a very backwards approach to dealing with health. They talk health in the TV party. And they talk a big game about doing anything they can to prevent just one death. And yet, they don't even speak a word about how foundational nutrition, diet, and lifestyle has as a factor for whether you will have a lethal experience with coronavirus. Think about that for a moment. Not even a peep do you hear a word. In fact, you hear the opposite. You hear embracing a failed crony capitalist designed food pyramid of misinformation, which is what sickened us to the point where so many people who are aging are more prone to having horrible experiences with this new virus. Most likely something that came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology that Dr. Fauci funded with your money. So even though the State Department said, don't do that, don't fund Wuhan Institute of Virology, they don't have the best protocols in place, but ignorant bureaucracy always seems to prevail, and therefore we have what we have today. Most likely that is where the outbreak happened, in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet nobody is talking about the foundational role of nutrition and lifestyle, you know, things like that, as the cornerstone for how we should approach dealing with this virus. I was talking to somebody overseas today who listens to the program, and in their country, they're on lockdown again. They're not allowed to go out in the park without a mask. Imagine that. Not allowed to go out in the park to breathe in fresh air. If they are caught outside in a park without a mask, they can get fined. They can get fined for that. But they won't fine you for eating linoleic acid, omega-6 seed oil, garbage industrial slop. If they catch you with a bag of potato chips fried in canola oil or soybean oil, they won't fine you for that, even though that accumulating in your body is at a foundational level for experience with this virus. For a lot of people, it's correlated with the experiences of difficulty overcoming this virus without a lot of severe problems. They won't fine you for that, you know. But they will fine you in this country. I'm talking about a country overseas, if you're caught outside in a nature park without a mask. What happened to this world where so many Luddites, so many people who hate science, have gobbled up and tried to define what is science? What happened to a world in which the people who are most cruel seem to be the ones who are monopolizing what is considered to be care? What happened to a world in which those who support the most unhealthy foods have become the standard bearers of what is considered health and what is considered health care? What has happened to this world? It feels like claustrophobia. It feels like the whole world is under a clampdown by the most ignorant people one could imagine, who tell us to eat linoleic acid, omega-6. They tell us to eat corn syrup. They tell us to stay away from the sun. They tell us to stay away from normal social interactions. They tell us that basically we don't even have an immune system except for whatever giant corporations provide for us, as if that's how the human civilizations, that's how the human race, that's how the human species got to where it is today. Patented drugs. That was the only way we were able to survive. They have tried to create a forgetfulness where we're supposed to forget that the companies that are supposed to be our saviors now, that we're not allowed to question, that Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and so forth are constantly doing the bidding for Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, whoever, that these companies have a long, long history of mischief that CNN and New York Times and ABC and CBS and NBC have reported on. They just want us to forget it, like we're in some kind of television show, that we can just move on to whatever the next episode is. And a character that was written as a villain one episode is now brought back as a hero without any good story arc explanation as to how that exactly should be received and accepted as legit in terms of their character transformation. Anybody who studies any stories would know that the myths that the media tries to present to us today are lacking any credibility. That if this was a plot, we'd say this is a ridiculous, asinine, idiotic plot. And yet that's the script that so many groupthink-owned media outlets seem to be singing from every day. Eat your industrial seed oil-laced foods. Eat your corn syrup. Put your mask on if you're 2 years old and outside. Unless you get your pharmaceutical giant Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson drug, then you can take your mask off. Don't ever dissent. This is not science. This is a ridiculous, demented religion called scientism, in which you have the form and fashion of science, but none of the spirit, none of the integrity, none of the data to support such outlandish, monopolistic claims on the truth. And so the world is facing quite an ordeal. But at the same time, liberty continues to grow. Wisdom and intelligence continues to grow. Decentralized media voices and technology continues to develop. And people are hungry for freedom. But freedom is not the first thing on the minds of those who are caught up in the crowd. Those who are caught up in the crowd are almost possessed by a frequency of thought. A frequency of thought that kind of basically warps our conscience and makes us go along to get along. And that crowd spirit does no one any favors except those who profit from having people think like sheep. We are human beings. We are not meant to be somebody's cattle. We are not meant to be captured products. And yet the whole world history has shown that people have always tried to herd people into pens, human pens. Ancient societies all over the globe tried to make human beings become their serfs to do what was convenient for those who saw them as their property. This is an old story. It's the story that many of our ancestors, in fact, all of our ancestors, have had to endure through the world history. A story of tyrants and people who disrespect human beings, trying to come up with more and more creative ways as to why they have a right to treat you like cattle this is nothing new. This folks who are trying to come up with more reasons to tax and regulate and control and censor and prod you around and move you left and right and gaslight you, inundate you with demoralizing groupthink nonsense. This is nothing new. Welcome to human history. Welcome to human history. Welcome to the normal state of affairs for much of human existence. It is a sad but also hopeful story, because someone entered into history who's got their number. Someone entered into history has the number for all the tyrants and all the nations and the kings of the earth. They lined up against him when he came into history, and they tried to defeat what he was doing. But in their attempt to defeat him, he defeated them. And that person is moving in history and unfolding his plan, the personhood revolution. That story of the liberation of the human person away from the collective mob is the story that we are a part of today. It is a story that transcends petty tribalism, artificial racial divides, and all the nonsense that the wannabe tyrants of our time would throw at us. It is a story that will defeat all of these failed ideological myths that are constructed in real time to make us doubt our own immune systems, to make us doubt our own families, to make us doubt logic, to make us doubt love. These fools that run these foundations of ignorance, these TV stations that are failing in their ratings, that are dropping like rocks, like the Oscars, and all these failed TV stations that only preach to an ever-shrinking audience who are also waking up slowly away from the dogmatism of hate. These old, outdated ideas that they promulgate are going to fail, because the personhood revolution, inaugurated over 2,000 years ago, continues to shake the foundations of liars and wannabe tyrants. And it presents us with a new opportunity to build a society of love, forgiveness, grace, mercy, and self-sacrifice rather than sacrifice of another. Right now, the world is being told that the only way to have justice is to follow the failed ideas of French postmodernists, what they call critical theory. You've heard about it. It is a hateful, reactionary, fascist-aligned concept, a cheap, wannabe, microwaved imitation of the personhood revolution of Jesus. And what it wants to do is put us all into collective groups, to tribes, into tribes. And I thought about it, and I thought, where else do we hear about tribes and racial groups? Oh, that's prison. In prison, you hear about people going back into a more primitive state of aligning themselves with racial tribes. There's no personhood in prison. You pick a tribe based on some kind of identity group. That sounds exactly what critical theory is all about. It is French postmodern brats trying to justify why we should have a society just like prisons do, where we're all going to identify each other based on tribal identity. Well, that will fail, because Jesus has come to set captives free. And those captives are the physical captives of tyrannical, outdated laws, as well as captives of failed mental prisons, like these latest ideologies, the flavor of the month being critical theory.